Okay, here we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour.
Hey, Joe.
My name is Joe. Joining me tonight is Mike. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. This time next week, I'll be riding Supercharged.
I'm sorry. Nick, how are you doing? Anyways, Nick, how are you doing?
I'm wondering why Mike's going to be riding Supercharged at 9 o'clock at night during Horror Nights.
Yeah, that's a real big
deal. What else are we going to do?
This is true.
2-hour line.
Lines are so long, you can't do anything. The horror.
Yeah, thankfully Supercharged has no lines, so we're good to go.
Horror Nights has a ready-made distraction.
Yeah, sure. Anyways, so I think the main reason why we're doing this is because we're 5 years old.
No, well, the main reason why we're doing this is because Rafiki's Planet Watch is closing, but it's not really closing.
Or something.
Also, you have to have a pre-trip hype episode.
Good point. We need a hype episode, but it's also our 5th anniversary. We've been doing this for 5 years now. We started off talking about Fantastic Beasts and where to find them, and now the second movie's coming out.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and other fun things is, like, when we started, what was still operating when we started? Like, Maelstrom was still open.
Disaster Studios.
Half of Hollywood Studios.
Jaws?
Jaws was not. Jaws was already demoed. We started in 2013.
Sorry.
I'm trying to think what else. Cabana Bay. Cabana Bay didn't even open yet. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. But
Backlot Tour is still open?
Backlot Tour is still open.
Sad.
What else?
We didn't have Rivers of Light yet. Avatar was still a figment of our imagination.
We're still in Avatar denial.
Yeah. what else? What else was going on? I forget.
The Indiana Jones overlay for Donnerland hadn't started. Oh, wait.
It was Horror Nights 23, where Walking Dead took over the whole event.
Skyplex was still not built.
Not happening.
What else? What other classics are we thinking about? I'm trying to go through the parks, trying to remember everything. T2, I mean, that just closed, so that doesn't count.
Y'all remember Antarctica, Empire of the Penguin was going to be the greatest ride ever.
Oh, yeah, that one. I forgot about that one. Oh, man, that was, oof. Disney Springs was still under construction and not a thing yet.
No, was it still Hyperion then?
I don't think it was anything at that point.
I think it was still Disney Springs with Pleasure Island and all that then.
Well, Downtown Disney,
yeah, not Disney Springs, but like, yeah, you know what I mean.
Oh man, those were the days. Those were the days when Mike was still a grad student.
Had Fantasyland expanded yet?
I just got out of law school and passed my bar and everything.
Nope, you're still studying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember the first few episodes.
You sure this is the 6th year?
Good point. Maybe it's a 6 year. It's not. It's not. It's the 5th year. It's the 5th year. So I guess we've been doing this for 5 years. I don't know what else to say besides it's been just kind of insane that we've been doing this for 5 years.
Should we thank Steve from WDW Magic for ruining our friendship?
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't last more than a month.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so... Yeah, 5 years we've been doing this. It's a thing, I guess.
Episode 3000. We did it.
Yes, we did it. We finally beat WDW today in total podcast amount.
3 episodes a week for 5 years, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of episodes.
A lot of regional parks.
Yeah, that is a lot.
I wish that we could record them all, you know, instead of just like tweeting, like
texting each other,
I messaging each other.
We've lost 2,800 episodes.
Yeah.
We're still ahead of E-Ticket Report, though.
That's all that matters, really, in the long run.
Are we really?
But I mean, I pick better music for the opening intro than E-Ticket does.
Dave Matthews Band.
Stadium behind theirs. We find it.
Oh boy.
Close my eyes and see me and Joe driving.
Oh boy. So guess what opened today?
Supercharge!
Infinity Falls. Infinity Falls opened just in time for their summer 2018 opening. only a week after the start of fall.
Yep.
Thanks, Intamin. it's a raft ride that will probably you get wet on it.
I'm out.
It looks good. It's fine.
It's fine.
Something SeaWorld needed. Canceled.
SeaWorld needed it. They needed a good. I mean, Atlantis is kind of hit or miss, but this will definitely get you wet. So
silly water.
Of course, there's some ocean. People like there's some
ocean.
People like
Ocean Island,
Makomania, who like wants to see like SeaWorld basically, you know, releases a new, you know, beer or whatever, and they think it's going to be the second coming of Christ. So
yes,
yeah. So basically, that guy thinks this is like the next stage of SeaWorld's domination quest is opening this.
Good for him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I want someone to look at me like he looks at SeaWorld, so...
Look, SeaWorld's going to establish themselves as a good regional park, which is what they're going to be. You know, there's what they're repositioning themselves as, and that's what they're going to be. It's going to be great for them.
Yeah, can't argue that. Infinity Falls... I mean, we haven't done this in a while, so it's hard to remember what. I mean, Rafiki's Planet Watch isn't closing, or is closing. Who knows?
But it's not closing. So, I mean, it makes sense. When we were down, we went back there to Planet Watch, and the train, it was rough. Like, it was, like, really rough. Like, hurt your neck rough at some points. It was so rough riding back there to it. So it makes sense. But they need to do some work, and there's not much back there. The coolest thing back there was that they had a warthog in the operating room, and Doc McStuffing was in there taking pictures with it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That was a non sequitur I did not expect.
Doc McStuffing was in the operating room with the warthog.
Oh, boy.
Taking pictures. I was surprised that they didn't get tweeted out as a Disney Doodle or something. Doc McStuffing visits the Planet College. But,
It's sort of like every once in a while they actually hit on a Disney Doodle that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sort of like they just kind of randomly, it's like a random generator, and sometimes the machine, you know, just makes sense.
Just enough. I want to know, like, do they have somebody actually, like, pulling these things together and, like, illustrators? You know what I mean? Like, that's somebody's job.
Yeah. That they have somebody doing that. That's a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Disney Doodles. Good on you, Disney. So, so that's closing. They were getting rid of the live actors from Rivers of Light, which I've never seen.
What's that?
I guess it's a nighttime show of some sort.
It's all right. It's not as bad as everybody hates on it, but it's all right. I've seen it twice.
That's two more times than I have, because I've not been to Animal Kingdom in a few years, so womp womp.
It's all right. I mean, it's not... It's not great, but it's. I mean, the only reason why we saw it the second time was because we were going to Yak and Yeti to eat, and it was basically as soon as we got done eating, they were seating for it, and we could get a Fast Pass Plus for it, so we were like, why not? So,
okay, makes sense. Yak and Yeti's delicious. I like Yak and Yeti. Trying to think what else. So,
Illuminations is closing.
Oh yeah, Illuminations is officially closing. Thank God they gave us some warning on that one. I was afraid they were going to kind of do one of those "it's closing in a month" things, but I think I think a year warning is pretty good time for people to get out there and see it one last time.
Yeah, I was afraid they were going to pull a Wishes with it and just be like, "We're done."
Cinematic Celebration. It closed last week.
It closed last year.
Yeah. So there's those guys. I mean, yeah. So Disney is just you know. Plotting along. They're building Tron started. They're building the Guardians coaster. They're building Ratatouille. They're building nothing in Animal Kingdom. They're building
Ratatouille. Mickey's. is a big building, guys.
It is a big building.
It's really big. Like when you're standing in front of France, like you don't think about how. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy is huge. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about that when I was down. Me and Stump and Meg and Jennifer, we were going to the Land to Eat at the whatever the rotating restaurant's called. And I was
Garden
like,
Grill.
Yeah, Yeah, well, you have the sphere in the middle. You have this cube thing going up over there. So I figured they got to put a triangle over there by the seas at some point. So, but like Stump pointed out, they already got the dolphin. They had the dolphins already a triangle over there. So.
Or imagination is a triangle already.
This is true, too. It's a pyramid.
Yeah. So there's that. Then there's Mickey's Runaway Railway. There we go. That's a mouthful.
Is there?
Yeah.
They get signs up for it.
It's occurring. And then Mike's favorite attraction, clearly the solution to all of Disney World's issues, every single
Frozen
one
Ever
of them.
After?
Yes, exactly. Frozen Ever After. No, it's Star Wars Galaxy Edge. So, Mike.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate that earlier today, Michael said that he wanted to be riding Star Tours right now. And then less than 4 hours later, he was saying, I'm over Galaxy's Edge.
All right, so here's the thing about Star Tours. Like, that's the scent. Like, the scent of that ride is, like, embedded in my mind. Like, that's what MGM smelled like, right? I guess it's just one of those things that, you know, from when I was a kid, my mind associates MGM with that, whatever the smell in Star Tours is. It's just one of those things. But, yeah, I don't really care for that ride. It sucks. But Galaxy's Edge, like, I've had enough. I'm tired. It's overhyped. People in E-Ticket Report brought this up today. It's like, this is like the worst time for a Star Wars land because like Star Wars is at its lowest point. And I'm just, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever. It's going to save everything. No more free dining. They're going to have to build extra hotel rooms, like this, that, and the other thing. It's like, I really don't see much changing, to be honest.
Galaxy's Edge is going to be huge. It's going to be massive. The problem is they're just trying to they're trying to hitch every horse to this cart. And it just can't happen, you know. It's just not possible. You can't say it's gonna not, you know. You can't say, oh yeah, we're gonna get rid of free dining and it's gonna increase everything. And it's just not the silver bullet. It's gonna be. It's gonna be fantastic, but it's again, they're just giving it. There's too much expectations for it internally, and it just can never. It can never live up to it.
It's the next Avatar.
I mean, even Avatar didn't have that much expectations. It was still pretty. It had a few, but that was mostly in the park, not. It's going to solve
the
resorts.
Yeah, it was more in the community.
Yeah, it was, but it was also going to be, well, Animal Kingdom's going to, you know, be a full day now or this and that, instead of it being, it's literally going to save the resort, or you know, take it to its next golden age, which I mean, it's going to be popular. There's going to be a lot of people seeing it. There's going to be a lot of people going, but it's not going to get rid of free dining. I mean, it's. And it's crazy because also, like, free dining, like, Bob Iger's wanted to kill free dining forever, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it a trillion times. This isn't going to change it. Anyway, sorry, Mike.
But maybe, just maybe, what Disney World has is what Disney World's going to have. Like, maybe they are a mature market. Maybe they have all they're ever going to get, and the crowds just get redistributed each time they do something.
Well, I mean, as long as they keep rebuilding Star Wars and the existing products they have, yeah, they are a mature market. I mean, the times when Orlando's market has expanded is when they've added new properties, like Harry Potter, and then when they're going to add Nintendo. That's the only way that market expands.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, guys. And this Millennium Falcon ride, I'm exhausted already with it.
I mean, I think my
problem. 200 button, six people.
Our 5 years. What also opened over the past 5 years was Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, which is giving
great.
Me, which is reminding me a lot of the hype that we were. Remember that hype? Remember when they wrote a Disney blog post about the I-beam they installed on that?
The wood.
The
oh god.
See Gary Snyder.
Yeah. And everyone was, like, swearing up and down that's going to be a nighttime show. And I'm like, well, no.
Well.
But yeah.
Well, they had planned.
That was, like, peak blogger era back then. Like, they were, like, having, like, really super big-time blogger events. Remember that? The New Fantasyland nighttime? That was, like, legit.
Yeah.
That was an actual media event. But they invited bloggers to it.
Define media.
Not us.
Like, can we also talk about how bad of an idea is to put Star Wars at MGM where there's no capacity and the parking lot sucks?
I think it's the best park for it to go to.
I think it fits the best there, but that parking lot's a travesty.
Oh yeah,
like the, they haven't addressed the problems that park has. They're just gonna like, here you go.
Yeah, and if anything, they're exacerbating them by getting rid of the Great Movie Ride, which sucked up people.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
I mean, we went to Hollywood Studios this summer at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we struggled to do stuff until Fantasmic started. Well, they're including shows.
Well, reportedly they're closing Pizza Rizzo's. That's another closure.
I don't know if I believe that. I mean,
they're gonna need it because when Galaxy's Edge opens, there's gonna be a line of people to eat bad pizza.
Yeah, they're gonna need that there.
Well,
a line of people going down the whole entire way just to get into this one land.
Mm-hmm. That's why they did it. For Star Wars land.
What's that Grand Avenue? That's why that's there. That's the queue, fam.
Whatever.
Yeah, it just seems like they're so... It just feels like they're looking at Harry Potter. Like it looks like they're looking at... Let me redefine that. Hogsmeade. And going, yes. Well, we're Disney, we're bigger, so it's just going to be that times 5. And it's not. Yeah. It can't be.
But see, the other thing with that Hogsmeade's like half the size of Galaxy's Edge.
Mm-hmm. That's why it had to have those lines.
That's what the problem was. That's why you stood in a line around Islands of Adventure.
Also, Disneyland's going to have it open half the year before that, so...
Yeah,
like,
so
you can't. It's not like Hogsmeade, where it was like the first one ever.
Yeah, the hardcore people will be flying out to Anaheim, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, y'all. I just every podcast like Galaxy's Edge. I'm like,
ugh. Where are they having Celebration at? Are they having it in California?
A celebration of Harry Potter or what?
No, Star Wars.
Star Wars Celebration? I don't know. I thought it was in Europe or something this time.
Is it in Europe this time? I was wondering if they were having it with the... Admittedly, I don't keep up with it. Unless it's on my thing because of it being in Florida and all the bloggers go into it. But, I mean, legit, that's the only reason why I even know anything about it. But, and I like Star Wars, but I'm not, like, that crazy about stuff. So... Like attending a convention type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that into it. Like, if it was in Savannah, yeah, I'd probably go to it, but I'm not going to, like, fly to L.A. for something like that.
Yep. So, those are the new attractions. I guess that's kind of our update at Disney.
All right, so...
What about the particle?
Skyliner.
Yeah.
Is the whole air-conditioned thing fake news?
Who knows?
Or is it really not going to have it?
We don't know.
I don't think it's going to have it, man. I'm feeling more and more like it's not going to have it.
Yeah, I just... I mean, I understand, like, you're moving and there's air... You can build airflow into it and stuff like that, but it's still going to be, like, 92 degrees out. It's still going to be sweltering. And
yeah, it's still, like, in the 90s there right now.
And also, gross. Like, you're paying... Like, they're trying to sell, like, access using the Skyliner as a way to increase the fees at resorts. If you start charging $350 for a resort that is like a value because they have Skyliner access and those things don't have AC, like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
That's not a deluxe benefit. It seems tone deaf. It seems like people in California designed this, not in Florida.
Oh,
you think?
Yeah.
Mm. Well.
Oh boy. So yeah, there's that. Universal, with the Potter coaster, that's gonna be fantastic. But I would like to know more about it. That'd be great to know something about.
All the hype.
what are you talking about? This Potter coaster?
That thing is insane.
I have seen nothing about this. We can't talk about this.
They did announce it. Let's remember.
They did announce it. Yeah, that's true.
And they gave us 5 bullet points.
Yeah. Yeah. No name, no information. It's going to be a new tale in the Wizarding World. Blah, 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 blah. So I had a theory that I don't think actually will play out because it doesn't make sense, but it was a good idea I had. You know, like Jim Hill and all those guys keep talking about how Disney, how Universal wants to build that Great Hall dining experience.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, if they're just making this an extension of the castle, And, you know, why don't they just put it in part of the old queue for
right
for Dragon's Challenge? Why don't you just build, and you're building additional facilities next door, build in a mm-hmm. kitchen.
Yes.
And then you can just do that.
But see, whenever they take over the rest of the Lost Continent, that's going to obviously replace Mythos with the Chamber of Secrets across the way. So.
Right. So this Great Hall thing, I just can't believe it'll never get built. Like
it's a money maker.
It blows my mind. It would sell out every night. And it would make all the money. And let me tell you, having been to the real Great Hall, it is something you want to be in. Like, it's legit. And I just can't believe they haven't built it.
Well, I mean, it's like one of the biggest iconic places in the movies. And what you, I mean, you don't even really go in it in Forbidden Journey. You see it through a open door screen.
It's horrible.
And that's it.
Let me tell you, like the real deal, man. That was the sight to be in. Like that was cool at the studio tour. That's legit.
Yeah, that's always been an interesting aspect because like, why didn't they like if you're building a new Hogsmeade, why are you building out three broomsticks when you could just like do that as a small counter service? Well, I guess it is counter service, but why don't you build out the Great Hall also as an additional plot?
Right. Like Hollywood could have supported both restaurants, mm-hmm. and I'm sure Japan can support both.
Oh yeah.
They're even more obsessive than we are. So, but I mean, I just can't believe, like Joe's saying, they could have put it in the Dragon Challenge queue, or with I don't know, man, or even take away some Jurassic Park. Like, F it. You don't need Pizza Predatoria.
No. Does anybody ever eat there? Like, I don't think I've ever seen like people there.
There's a team member bistro behind it, but they could move that.
Yeah.
Or include it in the new facility. But it would just make so much money. It would make all the money.
And you could charge a buttload of money. It's not going to be a $16 a plate plus butterbeer. That would be like a $50, $60, $70
plate. No, it's $64.99 a person. Yeah.
It would be a lot of money. And then you'd be able to do events, and you'd be able to rent it out for weddings, and you can do all sorts of stuff with it. Just imagine the wedding possibilities, and you could just like do it when nobody's like going to be using it.
You have like a hard ticket Yule Ball. You have a hard ticket Halloween feast.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have all these these extra hotel rooms coming in. All these extra people held hostage at Universal.
I thought we would have the Yule Ball this year.
Yeah, it was in a survey.
Yeah, well, I think the problem with the Yule Ball is that it's a little harder for them to actually execute that, especially
I mean,
the locations they have and stuff like that. Because, like, where would you put it in Islands of Adventure?
Well, I don't think that you would necessarily do a Yule Ball as in exactly what they had in the movies. You might have to do, like, a Yule Celebration in Diagon Alley and have it with the aesthetic of the Yule Ball. Because, I mean, there's nowhere, like you said, there's nowhere really to do it. Because you don't have a Hogwarts that you can...
You gotta build a Great Hall to scale. Like
probably bigger than scale.
Full size.
It needs to be bigger than scale.
Big enough.
I mean, I think they could do something like the Beauty and the Beast restaurant, where like you have the Great Hall in the middle and maybe a couple of rooms off of it where people could also be seated. You know what I mean? Like you come in through the Great Hall.
That's not authentic.
Well, yeah, but still.
Hmm. So, let's talk positive. Let's be positive. Let's do some Hollywood.
About what?
Let's do Halloween Horror Nights hype.
Is that going on? I haven't heard much about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, no one online ever does that. Ever talks about Halloween Horror Nights.
It's sad. It's such a good event too. People just talk about
waffles. Yeah. Oktoberfest.
So I guess let's start off. Like, what are you guys?
Taters.
What are you guys looking forward to the most?
Apparently, Michael's
waffles,
is the food.
Pumpkin beer.
I'm kind of excited.
This is the most excited I've ever heard Michael about food. That's not brisket
or antojitos.
Pizza fries.
Theme park food. How about that?
So what are you guys most excited for?
Ice cream.
Okay. Anyways, Nick, what are you most excited for?
I don't know. It's just being with everybody and enjoying it.
That's the
I like
old
the
person.
Camaraderie.
That's the old person thing. No, what do you like what are you actually looking forward to?
I'm seeing my friend Joe.
No, okay, now that's a lie. What are you really
get exposure?
As far as like the event, the one I've really kind of stayed pretty blind this year. Because I've not been as active on Twitter and stuff, so I've not really like ruined much of the surprise for me. But so it's kind of still the anticipation list is still where it was, you know. The Carnival Graveyard and Slaughter Cinema are pretty high up there. Mm-hmm. Poltergeist is apparently pretty good from what I've heard. So the little bit that I've heard. And Vamp 85 looks like fun, the little bit that I've seen. So, you know, it's kind of, like I said, I haven't, like, really delved too far into it this year. So I'm just ready to go. I'm ready to be there, ready to see things. I'm disappointed that I don't get off work till 7 o'clock the night that I'm driving down, so I'm not going to get down as early. But, you know, it is what it is. So I'm just ready to be there, ready to see y'all, ready to do houses, ready to enjoy Horror Nights.
Oh yes. Man!
Every time I bring up Horror Nights, my mother-in-law's around. She said, "Why are y'all talking about whores at night?"
Yeah.
And I'm not joking. She says that
that's
every
part
time.
Of it too.
Well, I say Horror Nights, and people are like, "Sorry, Joe." I'm like, "I'm sorry, Horror Nights."
Yeah,
Horror Nights.
Pizza fries.
I didn't have pizza fries last year. I heard they were garbage.
I haven't had them either, but it's something you just have to do, man.
I guess we gotta try them. I mean,
yeah, I'm not
like
the food's like third. Like, I'm not like hyped for the food.
I'm excited for the waffles because I like waffles, so I want to have a waffle. But also, like, you know,
it's a waffle.
Remember when we were getting real waffle irons for Springfield? Remember that?
Well, we were
the good old days.
Well, we were, but they got cut.
The good old days. I want to. So there's a place in Pittsburgh, what's it called? I forget what it's called, but they actually make real, like, Belgian waffles, like the ones that are, like, half sugar and are incredibly sickly sweet and all that stuff. I want that at Halloween Horror Nights. Not, like, the cakey waffles, like those waffles.
When we get to year 10 of Stranger Things, we'll have real waffle irons.
Hey, well, they've pushed back season 3, so, you know.
Yeah, because it's all like bad weather in Georgia.
It's called Waffalina is the place. And it's a little outpost featuring Belgian sugar waffles topped with fruit, ice cream, and other sweets. Like, why don't they put that at Halloween Horror Nights? That'd be great.
I need to go to where they filmed that just to be there. Just see it. It's not that far away. They're filming Lady and the Tramp in Savannah right now. I'm sorry, that went crazy.
They have a Lady and the Tramp movie?
Yeah, they're filming a live-action Lady and the Tramp in Savannah right now.
Is it going to be, like, dogs? Like, with their faces, like, their mouths moving in CG, or what?
It's going to be like the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Oh, this is kind of sad. What haven't they remade? I mean, we got Dumbo, we have Lady and the Tramp. What else?
We're getting
Little Mermaid with Zendaya.
Wait, they're making a Little Mermaid?
With Zendaya, yeah.
Really?
Are they really? I didn't know that.
I didn't know they're doing The Little Mermaid. Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Mulan.
Oh, I knew Mulan.
I knew about Mulan.
Everything
with
Peter Pan, because Warner Brothers ruined that for everybody.
Warner Brothers saved us. That's a better way to look at it.
But when the time is right, they will do it.
How about Bambi?
Well...
Yeah, well, if they reboot Bambi, it's going to be directed by Eli Roth, and it's going to be a horror movie.
Also, Robin Hood's kind of been tainted by Warner Brothers et al. As well.
Also, how would you do, like, the animals?
Girl, have you seen Jungle Book?
I know, but, like, those are, like, animals, like, those are, like, mostly animals acting, like, human-ish, but these are, like,
okay,
mostly humans that are animals, or... 50-50. It's weird.
What?
Like, the proportions. Like, you have giant hens that are the size of bears, and they're all walking on hind legs and shit. It's... I don't know. It just seems wrong. It seems like this terrible, terrible...
Brought to you by the makers of Maleficent.
brought to you by the makers of God, what was that movie?
Johnny Depp as Robin Hood.
Oh, you know that would happen. What was the movie?
Lena Bonham Carter and Dave Marion.
It wasn't The Island. It was The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, yeah, the hybrid people-animal things.
It's going to be the Island of Dr. Moreau, but it's going to be...
Friar Tuck.
Tim Burton.
Nyong'o as herself.
Tim Burton's Robin Hood, a Disney Studios film.
Kill me now.
Brought to you by CEO Bob Chapek.
Bob Chapek is...
executive producer, Jerry Bruckheimer.
Bob Chapek as Little Prince John. The phony king of England.
That would be... I would pay to see that. Yep, there we go.
Molly!
I'm back around. We've completely come back around on it. Yeah, we've gone a full gritty here.
Oh man.
But yeah,
I kind of want Michael Eisner to like walk into the boardroom and like be like,
"I'm back, bitches."
No, I'm taking back
live action Home on the Range.
Oh, God.
So Chicken
Starring
Little,
Roseanne.
Oh wait, they can't do that.
That's fine. We'll just get the lady who's playing Leia in the new Star Wars. Oh, never mind.
Never mind.
Well, we'll get... that's okay. We'll just get James Woods. Oh, never mind.
Oh, no.
James Woods, who got kicked off Twitter. Womp, womp, womp.
All right, well, we were talking about Horror Nights, right?
Yes, we were talking about Horror Nights. I'm excited for Stranger Things.
You're excited for Stranger Things? Really?
Yeah.
Yes, because Joe is the last person in the entire world to ever see it.
Yes.
You hadn't watched it yet?
I have watched it now.
Yes.
When did you wait to watch it?
I don't know. I just never got around to seeing it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm excited for the coins in the arcade.
Oh, yeah.
The arcade coins.
Yeah, I forgot about the coins. I'm going to get me some of them.
I want
to... Really? You got to go to Islands Adventure and get those old coins in Lost Continent where they're handing them out so randomly.
What?
Oh, the Sinbad ones?
No, like there's somebody in Lost Continent handing out old coins. Like Horror Nights
Mike?
10 or whatever.
Mike?
Oh, like the old coins from like the parade and stuff like, that they put in the houses randomly at 25?
Like older than that.
Wow.
And I wonder if it's that random pirate that Ann and I saw that one time.
That's Mike. That's
you saw
weird.
A pirate?
Mike, are you sure you're at Islands Adventure?
Yes. There was a pirate by the Mystic Fountain one night we were going to see the Hogwarts lights.
Streetmosphere.
It was the most random thing.
A pirate by the fountain?
Yes.
You sure it wasn't somebody from the Sinbad show?
I'm positive. Also, R.I.P. Sinbad. We heart
Who
you,
cares?
If I've ever.
Yeah, we
no,
hardly
we don't.
Knew ye after 19 years of operation.
I think I saw it like two or three times.
I saw it twice.
That is
goes to punk for Sinbad. Sad.
You never watched Sinbad?
I've never seen Sinbad. I've never seen Barney, and I've never done Shrek.
Barney was pretty good.
Oh, we got to do Shrek.
I'm thinking about it. I think we finally need to bite that one off and just do
You've
it.
You've never done Shrek.
Why would I do Shrek? I don't.
Barney's pretty cool.
I don't really like Shrek to begin with, and then also I could just watch it on like whatever services, like YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, but you don't have
the vibrating
chairs.
Feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and if you hang out after the Barney show, you can get your picture with Barney.
Oh fuck yeah, we're doing that.
So,
I'm just saying.
Stunt shows,
I know exactly like, where to stand now.
I have a big fear that Disney's going to close Indiana Jones, and that's going to be
they
very
should
upsetting.
They should.
Man.
It's not a viable property. And, I mean, since it's taking over Dinoland anyway, you know?
Man, it's like the last vestige of MGM. I'm just... man.
I mean, it's not the last vestige because you still have 50s Primetime Cafe. You still have... I mean, there's still a little bit, but not a lot.
What? You just said
like,
50s. What else?
Yeah.
Ooh!
They even took down the Kermit balloon. From Muppet like, Vision, the thing like you would see when you were driving in to pay your parking, the giant Kermit balloon, the icon.
You mean the hot air balloon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. Oh man.
I'm also worried about like Sunset Boulevard, y'all. Like, I'm just worried about this park.
They're not going to touch Sunset. They got too much going on down there.
Worried about Rock and Roller Coaster. Like, I'm just worried about it all, man.
I don't know. I think Rock and Roller Coaster can only get better at this point.
If Rock and Roller Coaster hasn't already been changed into like Hannah Montana at this point or something, you know, I think it's going to be what it is.
I think we're 4 or 5 teen stars past Hannah Montana now.
Well, that's what I mean. If they didn't do it when they had Hannah Montana. Why would you do
Hannah Montana for their inverting roller coaster that had like a 42-inch height requirement? Wouldn't you do it for some other ride or other property? I mean,
I'm really surprised they didn't change it for Guardians.
Now that I can understand more because I think Guardians works better at Hollywood Studios. It already exists, and it just makes sense.
But not anymore.
Which is
doesn't make sense, man.
And also, you could change. Also, you could just like box up that entrance on Sunset Boulevard, build it out a little bit, and then put the new entrance into where, into the animation courtyard, and make that a miniature Marvel Land. Boom! There you go.
They can't do that, Joe.
Yeah, also true. But yeah, it's got this fear inside of me that they're just gonna take away everything that I love about that.
I wonder what they're gonna do with Animation Courtyard.
They need to loop it around, man. They got to connect to the Sunset.
Well, they've been needing to do that for how long now?
I will be hype AF for that. And we're also getting that Mater thing.
What?
Oh, yeah, the show.
Dude. I thought it was Lightning McQueen.
It is.
No,
it's like a glorified Lightning McQueen and Mater meet and greet.
Yeah, I thought it was just a meet and greet. I didn't think
they're putting it in that theater.
Yeah. Right
there, which is going to be weird.
That theater.
Oh, they also got the Frozen show there, too. MGM's weird.
Yeah, the Frozen show is
It's
not
great.
Good. It's not good.
It's great.
And it tried to eat my Magic Band.
Sounds Dangerous is still closed for some odd reason, that area.
It's Olaf.
It's the Star Wars Path of the Jedi thing.
Oh,
it's Olaf meet and greet, too.
Oh. No, the Frozen show's good.
Frozen show is lame. Elsa's in it for like 10 seconds.
We don't need her. It's fine.
I don't want to go in there and watch these two random people.
Anna, Nick.
Well, Anna's not in there much. It's that. It's the historians.
Well, they clearly need to bring back the American Idol experience.
American Idol wasn't bad. I didn't mind that. I actually kind of liked it.
Do you know what they should bring back? Should bring back Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Play it.
Yeah.
That was an amazing attraction. Not gonna lie.
That was good.
I will stand behind
that. Or just get Steve Harvey's Family Feud in there or something.
No, like Wheel of Fortune would be fun too. Like a game show land.
Yeah.
Like Jeopardy, What's the Millionaire, Wheel of Fortune.
You're talking about a game show land, and all I can imagine is a Wheel of Fortune spinner.
Can we put like the Dr. Phil experience in there, and people just come in and start talking about their problems, and Jim Hill can host as the fake Dr. Phil?
That's not a game show. That's the problem. It would be
sad now.
Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune would be good. Yeah, daytime TV land.
Let's make a deal.
The Chew.
Let's make a deal, man.
Soaps land. Remember when Disney MGM Studios did Soap Opera Weekends?
Yes. For weekends,
What?
ESPN Weekends.
Michael was there every time they did Soap Opera Weekends.
Remember that?
See, here's the deal, though. ABC doesn't have my soap on it. It was... Days is on NBC, which is Universal.
I kept forgetting that Mike was into soap operas.
Yeah,
dude, you can't do anything when his soap's on.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, Universal Orlando had one Days of Our Lives weekend.
Michael's house shuts down when Days of Our Lives is on.
I watch it after my house shuts down. Well, I'm checking Twitter and doing exercises. I got my soaps on. Gotta watch my stories.
I just see Mike like doing his Kegel exercises with like his hair up like in rollers.
Real talk though, you know, if they did a game show thing, they really should just get like the Price is Right and just do all those old Price is Right games.
That's what people want to do. Like that's interactive stuff people want to do. They don't want to freaking push bogus buttons in the Money and Falcon. They want to spin the freaking wheel on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, play Plinko.
Or the Price is Right wheel.
Yeah.
Who was talking about that this week? I could have sworn someone was talking about how I was listening to a podcast, maybe been a video game podcast, but like like people would like pay to spin the Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Well, they do it. They have that traveling show that goes around.
Yeah, so why don't people pay money to build a permanent version of it? To build a permanent version.
Universal should do that, and Park 4. Do it.
It's a Universal has a land dedicated, again, land dedicated to game shows, which would be the most bizarre thing in the world.
That would be like a fun thing at like Disney Springs or City Walk or something. Like a game show restaurant.
I mean, they have The Void, so why not? Like Wheel of Fortune,
like
Jeopardy.
A Dave and Buster's, but all the classic video game shows and TV. Oh.
Mike is just Mike's so ready for this.
It'd be good, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, Halloween Horror Nights.
The younger generation connect with that though. That's the thing. Like we connect with it because we didn't have anything else to watch.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think so. I mean, it's still gonna have lasting appeal. It's still on television.
I don't know how many kids there are. Like, yeah, but like you know, when we were little, like during the summer, you didn't have a cell phone, you didn't have Netflix, you didn't. I mean, like for me, when I was really young, we literally had the four channels. That was it.
When you know, when like we were sick, like we had to watch either like daytime television or you'd watch Wheel of Fortune. Like you'd get sick and you'd watch Wheel of Fortune. You'd watch The Price is Right. You'd watch Jeopardy.
It was The Price is Right or the stories, and I normally watch The Price is Right. Michael watched the stories.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys listen to a Retro WDW? This week's episode.
No.
They did an episode all about the game shows that filmed at Disney MGM Studios. So they actually had a Let's Make a Deal attraction there. And then that's when they were filming there. So they would actually have guests go there to play when they weren't filming. So
old MGM with the Ninja Turtles. Man, take me back. Take me back.
Back when they were ambitious with Disney MGM Studios.
So Maroon I find Studios. It
Ace Ventura, The Experience, Dick Tracy.
Maroon Studios.
I remember the Rocketeer flying during the fireworks show.
I find it interesting that they redid the new entry, the new toll plaza. It's the current aesthetic. Like, it's strange. They're sticking with the studio look.
It is kind of bizarre.
The entrance isn't changing, though.
Yeah, they built
the turnstiles. Huh?
Well, yeah, but they, I don't know. Like, this was, I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter. It's just weird.
Well, it was based off of, that entrance to the something in Hollywood or something or another. Mm-hmm. I forget what it was. It was like a concert venue or something.
It was based on the entrance to Disney's California Adventure.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Hey, did y'all notice on the, I'm sure y'all probably haven't, but on the 2018 merchandise, you know, they've been using Tower of Terror as the icon, but on some of the 2018 merchandise, they're using like that little curved thing from the turnstiles with the flag on top, like that they have at Hollywood Studios as the icon instead of the Tower of Terror.
The what thing? Say that again.
I'll show you. Hang on. I'll send you a picture. Hang on. You know,
is fantastic audio, by the way.
Well, the spire with Mickey on the globe.
No. Literally the entrance thing, like the where you go into the turnstiles. They have it says Disney's Hollywood Studios, and then they have like these four looking pillar things with the flags up on top, but they're kind of curved on one side.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Well, maybe they're trying to mess around with the icon or something like that. Make it the entryway.
Well, they should have never taken away the Eiffel Tower, but that's neither here nor there.
Yes, also true.
So I was one of the things that I saw on Twitter, you know, one of the many things on Twitter that is not massively depressing or anything like that, was someone like basically posted like saying, you know what kind of sucks? The Animal Kingdom Entry Plaza is not very good. And I'm thinking about it.
What?
And I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, that's a hot take. Yeah. But then I'm really thinking about it. And I'm like, okay, so you have that really weird, awkward sign with the Disney's on it, if you know what I mean? Like the script font. It just doesn't seem stylized enough. It like I think it's partially there, but it needs a little more oomph to get it across. And remember when the Rainforest Cafe used to have the waterfalls on the outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that actually helped.
Don't they still have that?
No, they turned them off a long time ago.
Oh, I just thought you couldn't see it for the vegetation group.
No, they planted the vegetation.
Okay.
So do you want us to read Derek's Saturday 6? as we as he wants us to proofread it right now. Should we read it on air and publish it before he actually publishes it? Nah, we won't be a jerk.
Oh, that's bizarre, Nick.
You see what I'm talking about?
Wow. You know what?
But that's not an icon, because like they have, it's a small world on there along with the castle.
But look, they have the Tree of Life for Animal Kingdom, Spaceship Earth for Epcot, the castle for Magic Kingdom, and the only thing on there Hollywood Studios is the turnstile funky thing.
That is weird.
Wow.
But they do have the other, like, other iconic imagery from the parks, like Space Mountain, the teacup, the clock face versus Small World, the partner statue.
So what is this? Is this a phone case or is this a what?
This is the 2018 Walt Disney World license plate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see the little holes. Because I was like, well, if this is a, you know, autograph book, I can understand them not wanting to put Tower of Terror on an autograph book.
No.
But, yeah, that is weird.
Speaking of iconic, they have the men's spirit jerseys now.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Well, what'd you say, Mike?
Okay, you know the spirit jerseys, Joe?
Oh, okay. Yeah. The one that Chuck took a photo of today.
Yeah, now they have men's ones.
Interesting.
But there was a lot of people, like a lot of guys were wearing them all summer. And I was like, why are you wearing that in 100 degrees temperature? But whatever.
People are going to do what they're going to do, you know?
This week's Saturday 6 takes a look at, you'll just have to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry.
You can't spoil it.
Yeah, no spoilers. But I have to supposedly read over it to make sure all the Universal stuff's accurate.
Yeah.
Final. So what else do you guys want to talk about? What else is going on? I mean, besides horror hype.
Huh.
Michael is stumped by the iconic image for Hollywood Studios.
I mean, I'm going to Tokyo in March. That's fun.
Yay!
New James Bond movie's starting to film on March 4th. It's fun, too.
We're going to Food and Wine
next week. Yes! I thought you said the cheese soup.
Are you guys really going to Food and Wine?
Girl,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we're going Saturday.
Jesus.
If you want to come, you're more than welcome.
We're going to MGM for a little bit, and then we're going to go to Epcot.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're more than welcome to join us.
Well, I don't have a pass. That's the reason why.
Well, I can't help you with that.
Yeah, fair point. I need to figure out what I'm doing on Saturday.
Oh,
I'm not quite sure.
Disney changed their ticketing.
Oh, yeah. The more confusing ticketing options than ever.
Listen, it's like paying your taxes. You just got to do it. So, whatever it is, you have to get a travel agent to do it. You get a travel agent. Like, you can't change it.
So, the one thing that I'm not clear on, it might just be because I haven't read a whole lot about it, but are they still doing, like, the first day of when you buy your multi-day ticket, or does it fluctuate?
You got to schedule it, fam.
So, like, if you buy a ticket on Monday, and that's value season, and then it becomes premium season on Wednesday for some reason. Does the price, when you get to Wednesday, does that raise the price of the ticket? Or are you locked in for the lower price for your week?
I believe you're locked in for the lower price. But I'm not sure, because like it's so weird now that...
It's very weird. That's why I know that it used to be like that. Like, you know, for the Magic Kingdom or whatever they were saying, like, you know, like if you bought a ticket today for the value and used it later, you could use it. But then somebody said that they're starting to make you pay the difference between it at some point. I don't know.
Got
problematic.
Me. Hashtag problematic.
Well, I just don't know how that you would even manage that, because it's such a cluster at the start of the day to go into those parks. So,
yes.
I don't know.
So Cabana Bay, right? Am I right?
Aventura.
Well, how can you guys do Food and Wine and then do Trader Sam's and then do Aventura?
We're at Aventura, man. That's where we're staying.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying the drink. I'm saying...
No.
Bar 17.
That's fine.
We'll get there.
Not necessary.
Yeah, it's not
Listen,
that important.
If we manage to not go to Stormwater or Strongwater, we can skip Bar 17.
17. Yeah. I'm not worried about that. I mean, at night, I'm going to be at HHN or Trader Sam's anyway, so it's not... I'm not going to not go to one of those two because of going upstairs to a outdoor bar.
Yeah.
Trader Sam's wins. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Unless it was like Adventurers Club one night only. Trader Sam's is going to win.
Oh, sad. 10 years. Sad.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
9 years since I went. Because it was still open a year later. They missed out on a year of revenue. Because reasons.
Because it just sat there.
Like, fully intact. Hey, remember mm-hmm. when they were trying to sell the kernel at Property Control? And then somebody realized it and pulled it?
Not the brightest bulbs. Yeah, because
the last picture I have of the Adventurers Club was after it closed, and I'm outside with the book that says the Adventurers Club, and yeah. that was well after it closed.
Yeah, they had all those plants out front.
Yeah.
But the first Adventurers in Charity was at the Adventurers Club.
Yep.
A year later.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Hmm. Man.
I was watching the video last night. Very upsetting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As one does. So, guys want to wrap this up and we'll
support everyone. Support our Patreon so we can buy pizza fries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you buy our new shirt designs.
Our spirit jerseys.
If you donate $5 to us, we will scream your name somewhere in a public location in Orlando.
Supercharged.
If you donate $10, I will go to a horror night's house in your honor.
Sure, yeah. For every dollar you spend, Mike will ride Fast and Furious Supercharged. So please donate all your money so he has to ride it constantly.
Yes.
Until he gets sick of it.
This party is a ready-made diversion.
It's a good rod, man.
What you doing, Cookie Puss?
Anyway.
Turn off your cell phone.
So, Mike.
Eat asphalt.
Can people actually find you online, Mike?
I have a private profile because I'm smart.
Clearly.
But I do not keep written calendars. Sorry, I need to start doing that.
Yeah. Nick, where can we find you online at?
The Twitter.
Cool. At Derek Bergen.
At Derek Bergen.
No, I'm at Chris Wakefield.
In the city of my name.
You can find me at Parkscope Joe, although my roommate has created another account for Parkscope Wolf.
Get JoeLay.com. What?
Ouch, jeez. No, this is Parkscope Wolf.
And Parkscope Wolf? What?
I'm serious. Yeah. This is a thing. Don't ask.
All right, so now I finally somewhat understand what's going on.
With what?
Like your Twitter name right now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically my new nickname. We're trying to get a new nickname for me at work, and one of them we came up with was Wolf.
What? Yes. Have they met you? Well, is it because you're hairy? So, because you're hairy, isn't it?
No. We're trying to get Wolf.
Because you're hairy.
We're trying to get Wolf. Hairy. They don't. Anyway, point is.
What's wrong?
I hate y'all. Anyway, point is, we're trying to do this.
We did it.
So ask Lane. He knows.
We're signing off tonight. Shout out to the wolf for hosting tonight.
Yes.
It's been a howling good time.
I see what you did there.
Dad joke.
Oh, man, I'm tired. I'm going to edit this thing and go to bed because I'm...
Why are you tired, man? No. You ain't done nothing today. You're an engineer.
Well, no. watch it. Watch it. I've had a very long week, and last night a bunch of people from work went out for drinks, so that's all you need to know.
Oh, did they invite you?
Yes, they did. That's the point. I hate you all. Well,
Joe's
anyways.
Got Pittsburgh fans.
Anyways, we'll see you guys later. Mike, do you want to do the honors?
Love everybody. Hit everything. Star Wars Galaxy sucks. Come to Loosh!